Welcome to the 100% Financed Podcast, home of entrepreneurs, business owners, and real estate investors everywhere. 100PF is not just an online business, it's a culture, helping you make more money while maintaining pretty credit. If you're looking for great content on credit repair, business credit, creative financing, motivation, and online business, then you found the right podcast. Listen up as Juan Pablo, the People's Mentor, presents another great podcast episode for your listening pleasure. Juan Pablo, give these beautiful people the tools they need to succeed.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is me, Juan Pablo, from 100% Finance at 100percentfinance.com. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. So I'm Juan Pablo. I'm a full-time real estate investor and online entrepreneur. So now we're going to a new year, right? 2017. So I want you guys to make sure that you have your financial house in order. So we can start, first and foremost, by creating some goals for you to obtain. You might not be nowhere near these goals, but it's okay. At least you have something that you can now aim for, okay? So let's go ahead and dive into it. So your 2017 financial goals should be as follows. We're just talking about financial goals here, guys. Number one, your FICO score. You should aim to have a FICO score minimum of 720 across the board. 720 for TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax, okay? Your debt to credit ratio, that's your debt relative to the maximum limit you have. Your debt utilization, in other words. So in other words, if you have a Bank of America credit card with a $1,000 maximum limit and you have $700 charged to that card, your debt to credit ratio or debt utilization in that scenario is 70%. That's pretty high. The ideal or your goal for 2017 is to have that debt to credit ratio at 30% or lower. Okay, you guys understand that? So FICO score, 720, debt to credit ratio, 30% or lower. Next goal that we have are inquiries. If you have more than 5 inquiries within the past 6 months, as I say in my other videos and recordings, you can be perceived as thirsty to banks, creditors, and lenders. To the point where even though you might have a 720 FICO score, even though you might have a debt to credit ratio of 30% or lower, they may still be hesitant towards giving you the financing that you're looking to receive simply because you have a ton of inquiries on your credit report. And when I say inquiries, I'm talking about hard inquiries, in which what that means is you actually had someone pull your credit. You apply for financing. So if you apply for so much financing within a short time frame, you can appear to be desperate, aka thirsty, to many lenders. And oftentimes as well, guys, it may not be your fault. It may be the auto loan's fault. They may shop you to a lot of different auto lenders, for auto loans, I should say, and they shotgun your credit report with a ton of inquiries. So oftentimes it's not your fault, but at the end of the day, you have to get it removed, okay? So let's recap. FICO score, 720. Debt to credit ratio, 30% or lower. Inquiries, 5 or fewer within the past 6 months. So naturally, these inquiries do fall off if they're on your credit report for 24 months or longer. But if a creditor, a lender, sees more than 5 within the 6 months time frame, then you need to get those removed, okay? Another goal, living expenses. You have to at least know your personal living expenses. So everything from tuna to taxes to toilet paper to toothpaste to traveling, you got to know everything down to a T. How much does it cost for you incorporated to live on a month-by-month basis? So your goal in regard to your personal living expenses is to know with exactness how much it costs for you to live per month. Everything, okay? All of it. That's just your goal, just knowing. That's all I want you to do for that particular item. Just know your personal living expenses. And the last thing, I want you guys to aim towards in 2017 to have a reserve for you, your personal living expenses, 6 months. So for one, you have to calculate what your personal living expenses are first and foremost, correct? And then I want you to aim to have at least 6 months. Why 6 months? Just in case, worst case scenario, if you happen to lose your job or some unfortunate situation occurs, an emergency happens, at least you got a hefty reserve at your disposal, okay? At least 6 months. Again, these are goals for you to aim for in 2017. So that means you have a whole year, all right? A whole year to achieve these goals. And I'm a firm believer that you can do it. It's possible. As long as you set your mind towards a definite purpose, towards a goal that is, well, let me say this to you guys. What's the difference between a dream and a goal? A dream relates to the emotional side of things, right? We feel good about it. We feel happy about it. We get emotional about something we want, a desire. However, a goal takes that dream and makes it quantifiable. It makes it measurable so that it could be attainable. So that implies you've taken some actionable steps to obtain it. But you can't take actionable steps on something that's not quantifiable, doesn't have any metrics associated with it, has no time frame associated with it, no quantifiable measurements whatsoever. It has to be measurable in order for it to be obtainable, okay? In order for us to take action on these things. So in 2017, December 31st, 2017, that's the cutoff date. I want you to have all these things in place. And we're just talking about your personal finances here. We're talking about your FICO score 720, debt to credit ratio of 30%, inquiries 5 or less within the past 6 months, knowing your personal living expenses to a T, as well as saving up for 6 months of reserves. Got it? Good. So the next question might be this. All right, Juan Pablo, I appreciate you giving me these goals for 2017, but how in the world will I be able to find this information out? Well, very simple. I'm glad you asked that question. FICO score. Many of you guys might be aware. Some of you might not. You know, I have people who follow us at many different levels of understanding. So I like to throw everything on the table, make it as simple, as plain, in lamest terms as possible. Just assuming that everyone has started from ground zero. Okay, so if I say some things, you might say, man, that's simple, man. It might be simple to you because you might be following me for many months or years. But other people, this is brand new. Okay, all right, so I'm going to break it down. Credit report. You can get it free at annualcreditreport.com. And if you listen to the name of the website, it's annual. So that means you get one credit report free a year. Is that good enough? In my opinion, no. Why? Because you want to monitor your credit on a monthly basis. Why? Because things change on a monthly basis. You might apply for a new loan, get a hard inquiry. Someone might have mistakenly used your credit, and you might have an account that's on your credit report that is not valid. It's not verifiable. You know, you might have a collection if you happen to fall on hard times and so forth. It happens to us all. But you want to be able to monitor your credit on a monthly basis. So the preferred credit monitoring service that we recommend at 100%finance.com is privacyguard.com. Privacyguard.com. You have a trial membership of like $1 for the first week or so, and then it goes up. It's a low cost, but it's important for you to monitor your credit, again, on a monthly basis. And when you pull that credit, I want you to take a look at it. And starting with your FICO score, I want you to be able to see, am I somewhere close, somewhere near to a 720 FICO score? And if not, it's all good, baby. We all got to start from somewhere. You think this guy, Juan Pablo, started off with a 720? I wish I was nowhere near it. I was in the low 500s. I know what it's like to have collection companies call you all day long asking where the cash at. Obviously, I had the cash and I had to talk to them and I had to save face and pick up the phone and tell them my situation. But at the end of the day, they didn't care. You know, so I understand some of the issues you guys may be going through because I, too, was at that place in time. But guess what? I ain't there no more. Right? Graduated. I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level. And you could be on a new level, too, in 2017 if you follow these steps that I'm outlining for you guys here today. Okay, so order a credit report, and I also want you to do this. So what will be found on a credit report? Your FICO score, your debt to credit ratio. If not, you can calculate it yourself. or we can assist you if you apply for credit repair. We can let you know what your DTC is, you know. You'll also find the number of inquiries on your credit report as well. And you'll also be able to pinpoint derogatory items. Derogatory items such as bankruptcies, tax liens, judgments, evictions, charge-off, collection accounts, medical bill. All these negative things that we at 100% Finance can dispute on your behalf if you apply for 100%finance.com. If you apply for credit repair with us, okay? We can assist you with that. So you find all those things on your credit report. However, you won't be able to find your personal living expenses on your credit report, and you won't be able to find how much savings you actually need to accumulate within 6 months, right? You won't be able to find that on your credit report either, obviously. So how would you be able to find out your personal living expenses and then how much the dollar amount that you need to save? I'm glad you asked that. Your personal financial statement with emphasis on your income statement. You need to know how much money's coming in versus how much money's going out. It's very important for you. We're not talking about no businesses here. We're talking about you. You Incorporated. Why are you the person who is watching me or listening at the sound of my voice right now? I'm talking about you need to know your personal numbers. Like I always say, how can you expect to manage as well as know the numbers of a business, whether it's real estate investing, whether you have a brick and mortar business, an online company, and so forth, but you don't know your own personal numbers? It's foolish for us to think that. You have to know your own numbers. You have to sweep your own front porch before you sweep someone else's front porch. Do you follow? I'm glad you do. So what I want you guys to do is go to 100%finance.com, subscribe to our website so you can get 24 free resources at your disposal. And one of those resources is a personal financial statement. It's a spreadsheet that I want you to open up, go to the income statement, and fill that out. I want you to know how much cash you got coming in, whether it's through your job, you know, a salary, a paycheck, in other words. Also, you might have other income. Some of you guys might already have rental properties, or you might have business income. You might have, outside of rental income, you might have stocks, dividends, portfolio income, and so forth. But I want you to know the total dollar amount that's coming in versus the total dollar amount that's going out through all your expenses. And that's found on your personal financial statement. And in regard to subscribing to our website, we have many other documents, as I mentioned, 24 to be exact. We also have credit repair tips, a business credit ebook, and many other things, okay, that I use on a personal level as well as on a business level for real estate investing. Okay, so I want you to order that. And if you guys happen to need credit repair, even inquiry removal, then we got you. We got your back at 100%finance.com. So when you take a look at your credit report and you realize, you know what? I'm nowhere near a 720. Don't be discouraged. Don't think for a moment, oh, since I'm nowhere near, I'm not going to try. You know what that is? That's a loser mentality. Are you a loser? Hopefully not. If you believe you're a winner, then act like a winner. A winner thinks like this. You know what? Even though I'm nowhere close to the goal, I'm still going to try. I'm still going to do my best. I'm still going to practice. I'm still going to work on my game to the point that I get closer and closer and closer to my ultimate goal. And that's the same frame of mind that you too need to have. Even though I might be at a 495, nowhere near a 720, but guess what? I'm still going to face the music. I'm going to order my credit report. Yes, I'm going to look at that low FICO score. I'm going to look at these high number of inquiries, this high debt utilization. I'm also going to look at this crazy amount of derogatory items on my credit report, and I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to go to 100%finance.com, click on the services, go to credit repair, and get free consultation. So that's what we offer at 100% Finance, because our mission is to help you achieve the financial results you're looking for. We want you to succeed financially, okay? So once you apply, we will call you for your free consultation. And of course, we need your credit monitoring service login information from privacyguard.com so we can look at your credit report, hold your hand, and walk you through and tell you, hey, this is what you need to do. This is what we can help you with. We can help you with disputing these negative items. However, we may need your help doing these other things, such as paying down debt if it's in your financial means to do so, or Call your credit card companies and ask them for a credit line increase and so forth. We'll give you the whole plan. Okay? So it's all specific. It's all quantifiable so that your goal can become attainable. Got it? Excellent. So let me move on to that, to the next point. The next thing I want you to do, so outside of knowing your numbers, right? As I mentioned, I want you to have a 720 credit score. I also want you to have a debt to credit ratio of 30% or lower, 5 or fewer inquiries. I also want you to know your personal living expenses, how much it costs for you to live per month, and have 6 months of savings. So that does require you to take a look at your credit report, apply for credit repair if need be. It also requires you to fill out your personal financial statement and then calculate, okay, these are my monthly living expenses, and this is the total dollar amount I need to save up for reserves for 6 months. What's the next thing? Well, after you know that, my friend, the next thing you need to do is get some passive income into your portfolio. And we call this the pile formula. It's a term that I've coined at 100% Finance that stands for your PI, passive income, exceeding your LE, your living expenses. It's an acronym. Your PI has to exceed your living expenses. So you now you know your living expenses. You know your FICO score. But do you know how much passive income you need to quit your day job if you choose to? Now, many of you may actually enjoy your 9-to-5. There's nothing wrong with that. However, there is something wrong with that if you're working at a 9-to-5 that you don't enjoy. In my opinion, that's a waste of time. If you find no enjoyment, no inner satisfaction from your day job, then why are you still there? Newsflash, we don't live in a communist society. Newsflash, you can actually choose your line of work. Newsflash, no one put a gun to your head and told you, you know what? You got to work at this job that you don't like. You applied. You applied. I said, you applied. That was my southern twang right there. But you are the person who actually applied for that job. Ain't that something? But you're the one who's being like a broke, frustrated chump, who's always broke, living check to check, frustrated, talking about your boss, how much you're being paid, saying you're overworked, underpaid, and so forth, and a chump because you continue to complain and complain and complain, do nothing about it. So in 2017, we're going to help you transform from being a broke financial chump to being someone who's financially free and independent. Because in 2017, you will be taking actionable steps towards obtaining your goal of financial freedom. However, one of those steps you need to do is obtain passive income. So this is what I want you to do in 2017. This is my goal for you, 100% Finance goal for you, to get at least one income producing asset, one unit, whether it's a single family home, a condo, income producing asset. Again, it's producing income on a monthly basis in your portfolio, at least one. And I want you, again, to be specific. That's all I'm giving you in this content, right? In this recording, in this instruction. Specifics. Everything had a number to it, right? Everything was measurable, correct? Whether it was a 720 FICO score, 6 months worth of savings, everything was quantifiable. So I'm going to give you some more quantifiable steps that you can take. I want that passive income, that one unit, to give you passive income of at least $100 per unit. At least. So if you get a single family home, at least make sure it cash flows at least $100 a month. So some of you guys may be thinking, $100 a month? Bro, that ain't nothing. It's better than zero. It's better than what you're currently making. How dare you turn up your nose at $100 a month in passive income? Don't act like that, people. I hate when people think like that. They say, oh, like some of my employees when I used to be a supervisor for the government, they'll turn their nose up and say, oh, $100 bonus, that's it? I'm like, ain't that still a plus? Ain't that still better than zero? Isn't that still money that you're receiving without you putting any work in? Same thing like passive income, right? It is income received on a consistent basis now, which is different from a bonus, but it's income you receive on a consistent basis with little to no work required. I'm like, how dare you turn up your nose to something like that? Now, I understand you are currently receiving $500, $600, $1,000, $2,000 a month of passive income, and then you can be a bit more selective because you have options. You know the game. But if you're starting from ground zero and you have $0 coming into your bank account on a passive basis, you have no right to turn up your nose at that. How dare you even consider that? So at least $100 a month, people, and passive income. And that's predicated upon you getting at least one income producing asset in your portfolio. Okay? So this is what I want you to do. In order to get that income producing asset, the first step I want you to do is write the creed. The creed is as follows. If I don't obtain my first rental property by December 31st, 2017, I ought to be ashamed of myself. I have every resource that I need to accomplish this goal. Therefore, I will accomplish this goal in the allotted time frame. Okay? So for many of you guys, what I just stated was being recorded. So you can listen to it again, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on Facebook Live, or perhaps even Instagram Live, I'm not sure. Or you can listen to it again on the podcast to get it sink down into your psyche. However, we also have this creed when you subscribe. So again, subscribe. I say I have 24 documents now that relate to personal and business things to help you succeed financially. I discussed about the personal financial statement. The creed is on there as well as the resignation letter. So I want you to complete your creed. If you don't buy your first investment property by December 31st, 2017, you ought to be ashamed of yourself and say the other things as follows. And I also want you to write your resignation letter 5 years from today's date. So you can pick a date. Let's say 2022. December 31st, 2022 will be your day in which you will become financially free and independent. That's when you're going to turn in your resignation letter. I want you to date it 5 years from this year, okay? So I would say December 31st, 2022. And if you happen to be listening or watching this recording at a later date, just put it 5 years from today's date. Just be flexible, okay? So I want you to write this, and every day you walk in your house or walk in your bedroom, because I put this on my bedroom wall, by the way. I actually did this stuff. The same stuff I'm telling you to do, I've done it. And again, I'm 33 years old at the time of this recording. And I have 54 rental units with a 9-unit under contract at the time of this recording. But I quit my day job 3 years ago when I was 30 years old. And I started investing. I bought my first rental property when I was 26 years old. It was a 2-family. Lived in one unit and rented out the other. So if you do the math, that's 4 years of investing in real estate. I was able to quit my job. So I spent my latter 20s. Diligently working on my real estate portfolio to the point where I was 30 years old, I no longer needed a paycheck, no longer needed a 9-to-5. So I'm telling you guys these things, these actionable steps from experience, things that I've actually done and which I'm instructing you to do so that you too can become like Juan Pablo and the rest of the 100% Finance team. Shout out to Hollywood, Chastity, Janine, Nacinta, everyone else involved, so that you too can be financially free and independent, okay? So you're listening to someone who's actually done it. These are not theories, they're not hypothetical situations, they're not philosophies whatsoever. And I actually got a comment on YouTube today. One guy put, I don't know who this random guy is, oh, you just make all your money online, and that's the reason why you do online stuff, because you don't make money through real estate investing. I'm like, again, bro, you don't know the totality of the situation. I quit my day job at 30 years old investing in real estate. This is before me actually getting online. And by the time I quit my job, if you guys are not aware, I was making $86,000 a year working for the government. So my passive income from my real estate portfolio exceeded my paycheck. Do you guys not understand that, right? So I actually was making the majority of my money at that time, at 30 years old, through my real estate portfolio. Then I quit my job. So I had 30 units. And I said, again, I have 54 in the contract. I have 54 in my portfolio now, units, plus a 9-unit under contract. So that's 63. And I doubled my portfolio in 2 years after quitting my job. So I'm still actively investing. Again, I said I have a 9-unit under contract. You know, people make all these judgments, you know, about, oh, you're doing it. I'm like, bro, if it sounds too good to be true, do additional research. You can do it. I'm a big fan and believer in passive income. And if I've done it, it's not like I had a super high credit score, as I stated earlier in this recording. I had bad credit too, no money. So if I can do it, you can do it. One of my beliefs is this: financial freedom is for everybody. It's for you. It's for everybody. All right, if you want me to clean up my language. It's for you. It's not for a select few. It's not for that person who has a Ivy League education or that person who grew up in a wealthy household. No. As long as you have the burning desire, we can bring the blueprint and we can help you get financially independent. Okay, so you guys might be thinking this. All right, Juan Pablo, I'm a do it. You know what? I'm going to get that rental unit. You know what? I'm going to make sure I check my personal financial statement, my credit report, and so forth. However, after I checked out my personal financial statement, Juan Pablo, and also after I checked out my credit report, Juan Pablo, I realized that I don't quite qualify for a mortgage. So what do I do then? Well, obviously, if you're undergoing credit repair, let's say you're doing something proactively towards helping you get qualified for the financing you're looking for, but you may want to also consider applying for a low doc mortgage. Or if you currently have investment properties, you may want to do a refinance and pull out the capital and use that towards investing, okay? So where am I getting at? If you don't happen to qualify for a conventional mortgage, let's say you go to a major bank like Bank of America or Wells Fargo, there's many other mortgage companies out there who may be a little bit more lenient where their qualifications are concerned, where their underwriting is concerned, in contrast to a major bank, which may be more stringent where their underwriting process is concerned. So in other words, we got you back at 100% finance. If you go to the services, we actually have a low doc mortgage and refinance webpage for you to apply so that you too can at least get some free consultation to see what mortgage products that we may have at your disposal for you to apply. Only thing you have to do is to apply and receive the free consultation. So if you're not at that point as of yet where you can qualify for a mortgage with a major bank, maybe you might want to go with one of our products at 100% Finance and entertain doing a low doc mortgage, meaning it's low documentation. So of course, with low documentation, you might have, just to be candid, be transparent, you might have a higher interest rate or higher points. But if the deal still cash flows, who cares? Remember, you're not that person who's paying off that mortgage payment. It's the tenant or tenants if you happen to buy more than one rental unit. It's the same philosophy that I have. People will say, hey, well, what about the interest rate? I'm like, bro, I can care less about an interest rate. As long as the property cash flows, and even if the interest rate is 30%, let's say it's through the roof, if I'm able to cash flow off a credit card or a low doc mortgage with a high interest rate, that just makes me a genius. That just makes me an astute investor that I'm able to cash flow off of expensive financing. And we teach all this stuff at 100% Finance. So if you happen to firmly decide that you're going to close on your first deal by December 31st, 2017, and you write your resignation letter 5 years from today, December 31st, 2022, and then you say, you know what, I checked out my numbers, my credit report, personal financial statement, I don't think I qualify, apply for low doc mortgages. And also apply to a mortgage broker with a conventional mortgage. So if you don't qualify, maybe there's some steps you could take to get qualified. And then you might also want to consider, well, let's assume, Juan Pablo, that I do qualify for a mortgage or a low doc mortgage. But at the end of the day, I really don't know the how-tos of real estate investing. I don't know how to find a deal. I don't know how to finance a deal 100%, 100% finance. I don't know how to analyze the deal. I don't know what to do about the, you know, due diligence, period. I don't know about closing a deal. I don't know about managing a deal. I don't know when to sell the deal. I don't know about getting capital from partners and so forth. All these things we teach at 100%finance.com. So we teach these things in a number of ways. Number one, ebooks. Ebooks is the lowest cost, right? And I have a lot of information on there, and it includes a closed Facebook group for a limited Q&A. So if you're interested in different real estate investing strategies, whether it's wholesaling real estate, if you get a property under contract and you assign that contract to someone else for a fee, your credit or your cash really doesn't come into play with wholesaling. You're just the middleman, passing paper. That's it. We teach that at 100%finance.com. That's one real estate investing strategy. Second one is flipping. So you might say, you know what? I want to flip a couple properties so I can get a nice chunk of cash that I can reinvest. Keyword reinvest, because you just don't want to live off of that. But reinvest that towards your buy and hold strategy. Meaning you're buying a property, you're holding it for cash flow till the wheels fall off, which is my preferred method of investing, the buy and hold strategy. Why? Like I said earlier, having 30 rental units in my portfolio in which I held, it afforded my lifestyle. So I no longer needed a job. So I no longer had to put up with my supervisor. So I no longer had to clock in, clock out, and sit in a boring, dusty, cramped up cubicle all day long. I couldn't stand going to no cubicle. You know what I'm saying? I felt like a number, like I wasn't a person no more. You know? So that buy and hold strategy affords my lifestyle. And we teach you all that stuff about getting capital, many different ways of getting money for down payments and so forth, so that you can get an income producing asset with little to none of your own money required, hence the term 100% finance. We also teach you about doing the due diligence, contingencies you should have in your contracts. We also talk about raising capital through partners, closing a deal, management, property management, all those things. Enter ebooks, okay? And a closed Facebook group with limited Q&A. So that's the lowest cost item. But we also have a little bit higher cost product, which are the events. So we have events in many different cities. So in 2017, we want to see you at our events. Point blank period. Whether that's in Atlanta, Georgia, Miami, Florida, Washington, D.C., New York City, Pittsburgh, PA, where I have all my properties, and we do a day with Juan Pablo. I show you the good, the bad, the ugly, and the numbers. We do a site visit. It's like a tour. I'm your tour guide, showing you all the properties so you can put a hand, so you can get a hands-on experience with me and the 100% Finance team. We also have Chicago, LA, Dallas, all those cities. Okay? And you might be thinking, well, what's the point of attending the events? I mean, at the end of the day, I can just watch you for free, bro, on social media. That's easy. Or I can listen to you for free through the podcast. That's easy. Well, my friend, do you think I put everything out there on the table on social media? No. That'd be foolish of me to do that, right? So I have to reserve some quality content, how-tos, at our events. So you definitely want to make sure you want to come. And that's just not just for the information here. That's just a tip of the iceberg. You come to the events for the exclusive information that's not found on social media. Yes. However, you also come there for what? Networking. You want to be able to network with like-minded individuals. We always have people who are in the industry. They purposely come to our networking events so that they can gain new business, such as a mortgage broker coming to a 100% Finance event so they can find people like you who may need mortgages, or a real estate agent. They come to a 100% Finance event not only so that they can buy and hold properties, but so that they can network with other attendees in the event and perhaps represent them towards buying a property, helping them find a deal. So that's the second thing. So you might be thinking, okay, the exclusive content is one, the networking with other people in the event, that's two. But what's the third reason? The third reason, my friend, is this. You want to be able to network with movers and shakers, people who currently own a portfolio in your market. so that you can pick their brain. So if we host an event in Chicago, of course, there'll be other real estate investors in the Chicago area. And then you might be thinking, I understand 100% Finance is giving me the mindset, the philosophy, the way of doing business, but I need to know more information about the best markets to invest in Chicago, where my price point is decent enough for me to embark on, or the neighborhood is safe enough for me to invest. So how can I learn more about the Chicago market? Then you might find a fellow real estate investor who says, yeah, I invest in Chicago in this market. And you take that person out and you pick their brain. That's the main point. It's the people, right? That's why I always say to people, because I used to think the same way that, oh, that old adage is baloney. You know, your network is determined by your network, blah, 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 blah. I can learn all this stuff through my smartphone, through my iPad, through reading a book at home. Well, I have to correct you on that because of this. And I had to find this out as well, the hard way. Not everyone who knows a thing or two about investing in real estate, especially in your market, is a published author or is online. Did you not think about that? Not everyone out there is a Juan Pablo. Not everyone out there is actually who found a system of investing and said, hey, let me publicize this to the masses. Not everyone is like that. But there are a large number of real estate investors who accumulated a wealth of information, who has an abundance of experiences in a particular market that you may want to invest in, but they might not have put this information in a book or started a YouTube channel or a podcast or a Periscope or Instagram or put it on Facebook. They rather just keep it to themselves. But they go to these networking events, these 100% finance networking events, just so they can associate with other people and learn a thing or two that this guy, Juan Pablo, might have. Never occurred to you, right? And that's why I say to people, if you think you're going to be a full-time real estate investor, online entrepreneur, whatever the case may be, a business person, and you're not associating with those type of people, you're only kidding yourself. If you spend all day long chilling with employees, guess what? All day long, you're going to be a chilling employee yourself. So that's another goal I want to push to you guys, the events. I want you to attend events, especially our events, so you can kind of be molded by our philosophy, by our culture, by the way that we think and the way we do business, okay? So let me reverse back to what I was talking about. So I was talking about learning. So you say, okay, Juan Pablo, I got my credit report, got my personal financial statement, I know my numbers, I see I got qualified for a mortgage, but I need the acumen, the business acumen. I need to know the knowledge of how to invest in real estate. Then I said, okay, you can do ebooks at a lower cost. You can come to our events, a little bit higher cost, but a little bit more information so that we can kind of teach you and do a limited Q&A in person. But then the best program that we have is the coaching program. It's a hybrid coaching program where it involves one-on-one and group calls. And it doesn't just include real estate investing, because I understand that I'm not at the place where I'm at today simply because of reading material or attending events based upon real estate investing. I realized I had to take a lot of courses and read a lot of books, go to a lot of seminars, a lot of networking events that relate to my personal development and business development. What's the point of knowing a strategy, which I teach in the coaching program, about building your team of real estate agents, but you're scared to cold call people, or you always had a fear of rejection, or you have no business sense when it comes to negotiations, or you don't have any presentation skills, you don't have the ability to use persuasive words, the power of persuasion? Or what if you happen to start real estate investing, but you have no clue, no recollection of what bookkeeping is, or what managing a team is all about, or what about drafting contracts and so forth, right? All these things are important to real estate investing, but they might not be taught at a real estate investing group, like at a REIA, for example, a real estate investing alliance or association, in other words. But at 100% Finance, we group all of these things together. Because you guys might follow me a lot, whether it's on podcasts, 100% Finance, Instagram at 100% Finance, Facebook at 100% Finance, or Juan Pablo, or YouTube at 100% Finance. You guys may follow me a lot. You guys may realize, wow, this dude doesn't just talk about real estate. He talks about financing. That's important too. Oh, he also talked about your personal finances. Oh, that's important too. Oh, this dude also talks about being motivated. That's important too. Oh, this guy also talks about building a team. He also talks about having the right mindset, recommended reading, personal development, business development. All these things are important. You just can't be one-dimensional, folks. We're all multifaceted individuals. So we all need multiple facets of business as well as personal in order to be a successful person. That's what prosperity is. It's having success in every single arena of life. And that's what we bring to the table. As you guys are listening to the words that I'm speaking, you can tell I'm just not no just, you just can't pigeon me into a box or categorize me in a box of just a real estate investor. It's more than that. So that's what we teach at the coaching program. We have the teaching, real estate specific, the skill set, in other words, and we also have teaching in regard to motivation and the mindset. So we like to couple the mindset with the skill set in our coaching program. And also have Q&A, because oftentimes I realize that when I provide an instruction to a student or give them a directive, and then they come back and they don't do it, or they have questions. And then I realize, oh, okay, what I need to incorporate now is just a Q&A session. So if anyone has any Q&A unlimited, shoot me. Do it. Don't shoot me physically, but shoot your question towards me. And that's just the group calls. But we also have one-on-one, which is, okay, I'm looking at your personal financial statement. I'm looking at your credit report. You're having these eyes review your situation. And then I can say, hey, Tommy. Hey, Jane. You know what? Or hey, Lakeisha. Hey, Tyrone. Whatever your name is. Hey, Miguel. Hey, Jose. You know, this is what we need to do. We need to look at your starting point. Also calculate your ending point, where you want to be financially speaking. And then we can create a route for you to get there if you want my guidance. So that's what the one-on-one's for. For me to help look over your total financial situation and outline a process for you to get there. Do you follow? Okay. So that's the other goal I want you to obtain. It's the education and the networking aspect. Okay. So if it's not just through an ebook, you can do it through our events as well as through the coaching. But I want you guys to learn this business acumen, because how in the world are you going to get a rental property and you don't have that business acumen? I coached many people, many students, over 30 students this year. That's a lot, right? Over 30 coaching students. And some of them, not to put their business out there, they bought properties before, but they end up selling them or getting rid of them or even foreclosing on them. Why? Because they bought them wrong. They think about, oh, I'm buying a house for $70,000 and it's worth $100,000. Ching, ching, I got some built-in equity. And then when I say, yo, what's up with the cash flow analysis? What you mean by that? Oh, what's your reserves that you have for this property? Reserves? For what? And I'm looking like, bruh. No wonder your deal went bad. No wonder the deal wasn't cash flowing. No wonder the house got foreclosed on. I mean, it's a learning experience, don't get me wrong. I have many bumps and bruises myself because I had to learn things the hard way. So I do appreciate the process, the school of hard knocks. We've all became a student of that university, right? However, a mentor is your cheat code to success, your short code to success. A mentor or a coach will help minimize the bumps and bruises you'll make along the way. So that way you have guidance, because we want to be your GPS to financial freedom. Okay, so that's another goal I want you guys to have. Education as well as networking with like-minded individuals. Okay. All right, so the last thing is, okay, Juan Pablo, let's say I got qualified for a mortgage and I know what to do with it. I know how to invest in real estate because I either bought your ebook, went to a networking event of 100% finance, and or I signed up for your coaching program. So what's next? And the coaching program, by the way, it can be divided into one-on-one and group calls or just group calls. But just go to our coaching webpage to learn more. So you might say, okay, I got the mortgage, but what about the down payment money? Well, of course, we give many different ways through our coaching. Again, it's social media. I can't give you everything, you know what I'm saying? So, however, I can give you one piece, business credit. Business credit is a great tool that you can use if you want to get into the real estate investing game, especially where multifamily investing is concerned. So you can apply for business credit and get funded. No upfront fees. I've explained a lot of services to you guys so far in this recording. I went over credit repair. I went over inquiry removal. I went over low doc mortgages. I also went over the real estate coaching, and I went over business credit. Out of all those services, guess how many of those have an upfront fee? None of them. Not one single one. Why? Because we want to consult you. We want to be your preferred consultants in every arena of life. Okay? So only thing you have to do is to apply. And if you're wondering, well, which one should I apply for first? Apply for the coaching first. If your ultimate goal is to be financially free, independent through your real estate portfolio, through your holdings. Also, then apply for business credit, apply for coaching, business credit, credit repair, ink removal, all of that stuff, and we'll be able to assist you, okay? All right, guys, so that's pretty much it, but I'll recap it, okay, because I know it's a ton of information, but it's a lot of homework you got to do for 2017, because I want you guys to be blessed. I want you guys to look strong, financially speaking, in 2017. So I want you guys to have a FICO score of 720, debt to credit ratio of 30% or lower, inquiries 5 or less. I want you to know your month-to-month living expenses. I also want you to have 6 months of savings. I also want you to order a credit report and download your personal financial statement. Look it over, fill those things out. And if you need credit repair and inquiry removal, then holler at 100%finance.com. Apply so we can call you for your free consultation. Then I want you to get one rental property in your portfolio, cash flow, and $100 a month. And if you need a mortgage, a low doc mortgage, or a refinance, if you already have existing properties, then apply to a low doc mortgage program at 100%finance.com. If you need coaching, we got you. Apply at 100%finance.com. Or if you need just the education in general and the networking, attend our networking events, sign up for coaching, one more again, as well as get one of our ebooks, okay, on our ebooks webpage. And I also want you guys to think about ways that you can get access to the down payment money. And one of those ways I gave you as a freebie is business credit, okay? So again, this stuff is recorded. So what I want you to do is listen to this recording over and over and over. Don't waste your time listening to music, talking about trapping and all this stuff, knowing darn well you ain't trapping in no trap house, or you ain't trapping in no hood, you ain't doing nothing of the sort. So why are you filling your mind with all this stuff about drugs and you know you have nothing to do with it? So instead of listening to that, how about you listen to this recording over and over, whether you're washing dishes, whether you're cleaning up your house, whether you're driving to the grocery store, while you're shopping in the grocery store. Listen or watch this content, this video in particular, over and over and over and over to the point you're brainwashed. Because I want you to brainwash yourself for success in 2017. I want you to have a successful year in 2017, financially speaking. And then, after you're listening to this stuff over and over, I also want you to take actionable steps. Just apply for all these services. Apply. Pull your credit report. Also, hey, fill out your personal financial statement. Do the things I've instructed you to do in this video. Because if I spent my time drafting up all these goals for you to aim for in my spare time, just so you can benefit financially, then by all means, take advantage of it. Just do it. Stop wasting time in 2017. Don't let another year go by and you still a BFC, a broke, frustrated chump. At least do something about it in 2017. Start making some positive changes so you can no longer be labeled by a chump. And yes, I'm calling you a chump. Only those people who actually listen and don't do. So if you're listening to this stuff, do it. Put it to action. Again, that's what it's all about. It's about taking this dream of financial freedom and converting it to a goal. And I'm giving you things that are quantifiable, things that can be applicable, things that can be implemented, things which are measurable, have metrics associated with it, and a time frame associated with it. I said all this stuff has to be done by December 31st, 2017. And if you guys are rock stars, you should be able to complete this way before December 31st, 2017. Only thing that might take a little bit longer is just closing on a deal, especially if you're in the coaching program, because you're you're a smart person and you're like, you know what, I want to get this knowledge first and network, and then once I have that, then I can put this into action so I can find a deal, then I can understand that. But all the other stuff, you can do that much sooner. Okay. All right, guys. So I wish you guys a happy 2017, a prosperous one at that. And it's time to get to work. No delay. Let's hustle. Let's get it. All right, cool. So I'm on Instagram. So normally I do Periscope. Say, hey, what's up? What's up? Any questions on Instagram? I'm on the Instagram Live. I'm not even sure if they actually have a Q&A session. I'm thinking it's like Periscope. But Instagram, what's up, folks? If you guys have any Q&A for me, Juan Pablo, please place your questions now. Okay, no questions on Instagram. That's all good. What's up, Facebook friends? What's going on, people? Hope you had a pleasant weekend. What's up? Got some people signing in. Got Lawrence Martin, Shane. What's up, Mike Watkins? Got Hollywood, Keith Hogan, Exponential Growth in 2017. What's up? We got Phoebe. What's up? I got some of my Pittsburgh folks, Kevin, James, Roderick, Deontay. What's up? Who else do we have? Hassan, what's going on? All right, cool. So looks like no questions, unless you guys have any questions on Facebook. If not, I'll go ahead and conclude this recording. And by the way, and just to piggyback off the events, if you check our webpage, we should have all the events outlined for 2017. So we've been prudent as a company and actually outline every single event we're going to have from January 2017 to August. And we have an early bird special. So for those of you who fill in this early bird special, you would get the hookup. Just use the code Early Bird as a coupon code for the events, and you get $50 off the event. 50, that's a huge difference, right? But it's only for the first 10. So make sure, if you see it and you say, hey, they're coming to my area of New York, or hey, they're coming to my area of Miami, then do it. And in January 7th, we have an Atlanta membership. This is going to be our first membership that we're having in-person meeting. So it's going to be one Saturday a month for 4 hours. Okay, in which we're going to go over content over many topics that I discussed before, not just real estate, not just business, not just personal development, not just motivation, but a whole bunch of other stuff that relates to you becoming a full-time real estate investor. Okay, so the first event, January 7th, will be free as long as you guys apply. And just use the coupon code for this event is going to be Hollywood. So make sure you use the coupon code Hollywood to attend the first event. And it's only applicable to the first event. But the other events, February and beyond, you'll have to pay. It's a one-time upfront membership fee that you have to pay, in which you can gain a year's worth of in-person meetings on a Saturday. So I have to say this, if you're in a 6 mile radius driving, not 6 miles, my apologies, a 6 hour drive of Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, I'm saying that, 6 hours. So whether you're in Tennessee, whether you're in Alabama, Mississippi, whether you're in maybe even Virginia, South Carolina, North Carolina, if you're within a 6 hour drive, we expect you to come. The meeting's going to be on Saturday, and it's 4 hours, okay? So that way, you can get all this information in, and you can network with like-minded individuals. Again, it took me 4 years of investing in real estate to do this because I dedicated my spare time to make myself wealthy. I used to travel 1 hour and 20 commute from Jersey to Harlem, no car, just a bus to a train, to another train, and walk, just so I can get this information. And it wasn't no system, it was more just a Q&A session. But with us, we have a system, a plan of action, a blueprint, if you will, for you to follow. So take advantage of it. Yes, it might be college football games, but is college football paying your bills? I think not. Yes, you might want to chill, but is chilling actually paying your bills? Is chilling going to help you become financially free and independent? Is hanging out on a Saturday going to help you become financially free and independent? I think not. You got to weigh what's most important. Is it leisure or is it going to be financial freedom? Is it going to be chilling or cash flow? I prefer the latter. All right. What's up, Andrew? All right, guys, so I'm done. So check us out on the membership, the events, all the other services we have, credit repair, business credit, ink removal, low doc mortgages, coaching, our ebooks. Subscribe to the website, 100%finance.com, for the creed as well as for your personal financial statement. Yo, what's up, Brian? Appreciate it, bro. He was at the cash flow event we had this past Friday, so that was pretty good. It was pretty fun. We played cash flow 101, and we also had some games, Monopoly games, and it was just a financial literacy education type of event. All right, guys, so that's it. That wraps it up. As always, this is to your success. Earn passively, live passionately. Peace.